At a recent training session in Beijing, doctors, information technology specialists, business professionals, and others prepare for a 1 to 2 year stint in Africa with International Development Charity VSO, voluntary services overseas. Jiang Liang is a doctor from China's northeastern province of Liaoning.
我有一个朋友在非洲有过一个诊所。
A friend of mine has a clinic in Africa, which was doing very well. When he returned to China and we got to know each other, he told me about his experiences there, and I was very interested. I thought that if I had a chance, I would at least go once. It would be a privilege to try and contribute somehow.
When professionals in China volunteer, many do not know if they will get their old jobs back when they return. But they say the opportunities abroad make it worth the risk. Stephanie Wong, a city planner, recently returned from Zambia with VSO.
I'm personally very interested in working for general public, because planning is very much related to social issue. And I want to experience myself and what I can do for general public as a planner.
While China may be the world's second largest economy, it still has more than 200 million people living off of less than $1.25 a day. VSO country director Fanny Chan says that gives Chinese volunteers a unique perspective.
When we talk to the volunteers from China, most of them either do their family or even themselves have witnessed poverty. They know what extreme poverty could be, and they also know that when people have better access to basic services, to education, to can find the new way of making a living, that could lift people out of poverty. They know that is possible.
China has been sending medical volunteers to Africa for decades. They are now in 45 countries on the continent. China's Youth Volunteer Corps, an effort similar to the United States Peace Corps, is a path that some choose. But Liu Haifeng, deputy director of Peking University's Africa Research Center, says students are increasingly turning to other organizations for overseas volunteer work.
My impression is that young volunteers are finding their own ways to go abroad. They are not inclined to say that they represent China. They are not interested in saying who they represent. They represent themselves. They have ambitions and dreams that they want to realize.
Liu says the trend highlights the changes in how China and its citizens are reaching out to the rest of the world. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.